Right, let's get stuck in. Water chaos for thousands of people over the weekend as the dispute between Northern Ireland Water and its staff continued. About 1,300 properties were left without water across Northern Ireland. Households and businesses across Fermanagh, Tyrone and Londonderry were cut off from supplies. Normal out-of-hours repairs are not being carried out because of a dispute over pensions. As a result, Northern Ireland Water staff are not working overtime. Well, Ryan McKinney is from NIPSA with me this morning. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Good morning, Steve.
The newest figures are, of course, 6,500 homes without water. So that's how much you're disrupting people's lives.
That's right, Stephen. I mean, I think what I would say at the outset here is that when public service workers working at an essential public utility decide to stand up to defend their pensions, just like when any other public servants take action, unfortunately it means those people who rely on those services are the people who are greatest affected. And the problem here is, of course, that it is the government who are taking these decisions and introducing these policies.
Yeah, but you say that the government, as if the government are abstract.
Even our members have no other way in which to stand up and defend themselves here.
Well, they also might look at some of their colleagues, at some of their neighbours, at some people who will be listening to this programme in other areas of the public sector, Ryan, who have had changes made to their salary, to their pension rights, to their life over the last couple of years. Why? Because there's been a recession. Because there's been the good old days are gone, Ryan.
Well, actually, Stephen, you know, many public servants right across the UK have decided to resist pension changes and pay freezes. And even in the last number of months, we have seen NHS workers and firefighters do the same. Indeed, the BBC staff took action in the middle of last year as well. We have a cost of living crisis here that's brought on by austerity. We have seen since 2008, since the financial crisis, £80 billion in public sector cuts, and yet £80 billion has been paid out in bonuses to bankers. And not everybody has had to take the same pain. Our members have been realistic enough over the last number of years to put up with pay restraint. Some people, 900 people, have left Northern Ireland Water under redundancy terms, and yet productivity and efficiency has increased.
And yet 50%...
they have to give way.
50% of the workforce of NI Water will keep their final salary pension. Many people will say, that's a very, very good deal for you, and yet you're still striking. Northern Ireland Water, through the public purse, let's remember this, it's through the public purse, Northern Ireland Water pay 26% of salary in matching contributions. How much does staff pay? Well, about between 1% and 3%.
And of course, Stephen,
they pay 26%?
Stephen, that's the salary. That's the arrangements which staff signed up to when they applied to work for the company. That's the promise that was made to them. And indeed, staff have put up with a lot of changes in Northern Ireland Water since 2000.
But why is 26%?
And agreed a new pension scheme after 2000.
But 26%, Ryan. I'm speaking on behalf of those people this morning who have no water, of the people over the coming days who may have no water. And the public purse is paying 26%. The workforce has been asked to pay only 1.5% to 3.5%. And yes, that would increase to 4.5% and 5%. And while most people would only dream, Ryan.
Stephen, it would increase to 7.6%, actually, for all employees of the company would be paying 7.6%.
It's still a better deal than the vast majority of people listening to this will be on.
Well, that really just demonstrates how poor pensions are in general. It's not a case that our members are being greedy, Stephen. Their income has reduced in real terms over the last number of years, just like hundreds of thousands of other workers. That's what's unacceptable. It's unacceptable that other workers don't have pensions and have to rely on the state pension. The fact here is that after several years of austerity, people can't afford to pay more towards their pensions.
Have a listen to Eilish in Draperstown this morning. She is one of the people affected. Good morning to you, Eilish.
Good morning, Stephen.
Tell Ryan how you feel about this.
I feel frustrated. I feel very angry that somebody has to be accountable for what is going on here. Like, where I live at is a farming community as well. So we have a lot of farmers that have had no water to their animals who are closed in at this time of the year.
You were without water for 6 days, Eilish.
I have been without water since Tuesday. and with numerous calls to the water service, whom I think their office staff didn't know what to say. The one excuse one day and another excuse an hour later. Do you know what I mean? They haven't a clue what was going on either. But, you know, at one stage, Stephen, I was out melting snow to get water for drinking. Not really for drinking. I didn't want to drink it. For washing and cooking and basic facilities just. And for toilet facilities, I was sending my husband and son down to the local stream to get buckets of water so that we could flush our toilets. Like, that is not right. There's something very wrong higher on up the line that has to be resolved today, because this cannot go on any longer.
And I'm just thinking, I don't know because I've been away, but if you've no water, therefore, presumably the central heating system wouldn't work.
Well, the central heating system, thank God, Stephen, was fine, because I actually had rang the local plumber and he says, you're fine, Eilish. Yeah. What was left, and as long as I turned down the thermostat in my hot press.
I'm hearing here that there have been some people saying that their heating hasn't been working, and look how cold it's been in Northern Ireland.
Some people, their heating hasn't been working. But he was fit to tell me if I turned down the thermostat, it would only warm the radiators.
And here you have Ryan. Here you have Ryan Eilish on the other line here, and you've heard him. He's fighting for the staff. He says that the staff can't afford to pay another couple of percent into their pension contributions, and therefore that's why they're striking. They've nowhere else to go.
Well, who's going to resolve the situation then, Stephen?
Why don't you speak to him yourself? Speak to Ryan.
Right, Ryan.
Eilish, hi, Eilish. Look, I absolutely, I don't appreciate, I don't accept that you will in any way appreciate the position that our staff are in. I can understand entirely why you would be frustrated. What I would say to you is that we have warned the company now for 6 months, for more than 6 months, that staff would not be prepared to accept these changes.
Ryan, I bet you weren't one of those 6,000 people sitting without water for 6 days. My goodness, it just wouldn't work for you, and that's just being honest. You have to hold your hands up and say, look, you are getting paid to work. Like, every man that leaves their house in the morning gets paid to go to work. Why?
Yes, Eilish, our members are saying that they won't work extra hours. Not that they won't do their job, and that's They will be at their job today. Somebody needs to, I think, try to understand here that when workers are feeling so frustrated after so many years of austerity and pay freezes, and seeing their colleagues forced out of their company, and seeing reducing bills to business customers, all efficiency targets hit, £7 million of savings, and yet the company wants to come in and take money out of the pockets of our members. They are extremely frustrated. They're not saying that they're going on strike. They're saying that they won't go over and above their contractual duties.
So they might as well be on strike, Ryan, because they're not doing what their job they're supposed to do.
Well, I think it goes to show how essential the skills of our members are. And those
essential.
We don't have
the facility here in Northern Ireland that we can actually change providers. We have it for electricity, and we have it for our phone or Sky, whatever. We cannot change our water. We are dependent on you boys all the time. And I just think yous are as much to hold as Danny Kennedy is. Yous have to be accountable for what is happening here.
Eilish, I really don't want to argue with you, because I know that you're frustrated, and that you have every right to be frustrated at a situation where you're not getting water. And you're not to blame for the situation that our members
are
in.
Yeah, but Ryan, here's the point.
Ryan, here's the point.
You're saying, you know, you're being quite sympathetic towards Eilish, and you're saying that you don't want to argue with her. It's people like Eilish who you're affecting. It's people like Eilish who you're punishing by not doing the overtime. It's people like Eilish who are suffering as a result of your union strategy. So you are arguing with her, you are punishing her, you are affecting her life.
Well, I don't think I am punishing anybody, Stephen. What will unfortunately be the case here is if our members don't defend their pensions, in 20 or 30 or 40 years' time, they will join the other 1.5 million pensioners who are in poverty in this country. In a shorter period of time, if they lose money through having to pay greater contributions, some of them are on the breadline. There's already 500,000 people using food banks in this country. I don't think we need to to reduce wages. Even the Prime Minister, David Cameron, has said that there needs to be pay rises. Our members have suffered enough through austerity.
But this is a pension. This is a publicly funded pension, the like of which many, many people, Ryan, listening to this programme this morning, some of them won't have a pension at all, and some of them may have a pension, but their employer certainly is not paying 26% towards it. It's a pretty good pension in this day and age. Would you not accept that?
It is a pretty good pension, Stephen, but I think this is all relative. It is a disgrace that many workers don't have pensions. This is an era. We've seen pensions in the public sector cut and slashed during a time when pensions in the boardrooms have increased. So the richest companies in this country pay their directors an average of £250,000 a year in pensions.
At
the same time as public sector workers are seeing theirs cut.
I interviewed, Ryan, and we'll hear the interview in a moment or two, Sarah Venning, the chief executive of Northern Ireland Water, just before the programme came on air. We'll hear it in a moment or two. And she has said that the offer on the table is the best offer there's going to be. There's no more room for negotiation. So what happens from here?
Stephen, this is the third offer, and we were given that same line for the previous two offers. Both of them were the final offers, and none of them have addressed the issue at the core of this, which is why our members voted for industrial action, and that was to protect their pensions. Now, we have been negotiating with the company for the last number of weeks, as well before Christmas, and indeed we have been lobbying the company and met with the board and the chief executive since July of this year, of last year, in order to try and avoid this. Now, Stephen, the fact is that we have a double whammy here for our members of pay restraint and increased pension contributions. That's why we have a dispute. That's because of government policy. They see no other way out. They see absolutely no other way
and
out.
And you have a meeting
some
today.
Some of them and their families will have been affected by the loss of water over this weekend. As well.
You have a
they
meeting.
Know better than anyone how critical it is that they are at work over the weekend.
You have a meeting today, Ryan, with management. Is there any light at the end of the tunnel here? Are you likely to accept this offer?
Well, as one of the negotiators, Stephen, I'm not in a position to recommend the offer that's on the table. I think it's for the workers concerned to decide whether it will deal with the issues that they're very worried about. But certainly we have indicated on Friday to the company that we didn't believe they went far enough.
So NIPSA will be recommending a rejection of the offer?
Well, we'll be discussing it with our reps today, Stephen. I haven't had an opportunity to meet with all of the representatives and put the offer to them in any detail. But I have to say, we are representing 1,000 people who have taken unprecedented action because of the cost of living crisis.
Right. Well,